Hello, Craig. But yeah, I had a little bit of workplace drama this morning. Tuesdays, we have, you because of like just weird shifting schedules, we used to have this meeting on Monday morning, but it got changed to Tuesday, and it's our big like clinic meeting that we do every week where we review patient files and, you know, cross T's and dot I's on stuff that has to deal with like, all right, this person went to the hospital, or, you know, there was this incident over at one of the group homes, and you know, stuff like that. And normally it's everyone in our office plus the housing directors or supervisors, depending on who's kind of on staff that day for the group homes. But today there were like some absences, and I'm trying to think of the dynamics here. One of the caseworkers, her name is Laura. She's like, it's not like a title that grants her like any kind of authority or anything, but it's sort of like she's like the lead caseworker that we have because she's got the most experience and things like that. Like, it's you know how places do. It's a way to shift a little extra responsibility onto somebody without paying them more. And after Katie left, because that's what she was, then Laura took that position over, and she's been doing it for the last October, November, six, 7 months, something like that. And housing directors, we've got a couple good ones, a couple of and then like one awful like person who's there and continues to be there primarily, I think, because of nepotism. Either that or she's like really sucking somebody's dick hard, like under the table. Because she is, to say she's incompetent at her job besmirches the word incompetence. Like, it's a lot of being a housing director for a group home facility like that means you have to be on. I mean, obviously it's impossible for someone to know everything that's going on at all times. Nobody's omniscient or omnipotent, but the responsibility for that is required is pretty close. Like, you need to know all of the people that are in the house, the staff and the patients. You need to have a pretty rough idea of what everybody's sort of medical needs are. They're almost always nurses as well, so they can fill in for a nursing position if there's an emergency or if the nurse is out. Because they do give medication and do some basic occasional medical treatment and stuff like that. So, like, you've got to wear a lot of hats. You have to be available all the time. It's like, it's honestly a pretty rough position. I would not want to do that.
And here I thought you would be in rough positions.
Ayo. But she is, her name is Stephanie. She is, seems to never, ever be in the office. She misses meetings all the time. The staff, the other staff over there will be the ones who come onto the meetings or who fill us in. And for a while they covered for her, but they've stopped covering. They're like, yeah, we don't know where she is. She hasn't been to work. And like, since, you know, for 2 days, she just hasn't shown up. Nobody can get a hold of her. And we don't know where she's off to, what she's doing. And, like, the only reason she can't be fired that I can think of is, like, some pretty severe nepotism.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't really know her. I don't know a lot of the higher-ups for the housing facilities that we help with their care. So I don't know for certain. That's just a guess of mine. So she's not on the meeting this morning. And Laura, I am the keeper of the office secrets as the one of the therapists, but honestly, like, the therapist who's like around the most and like talks to people the most. Nothing wrong with Maria. I like Maria. She tends to be a lot more private and spends more time in her office as opposed to.
Well, can you blame her with Sarah running around?
No, but I mean, I interact with Sarah. Granted, Maria's Hispanic and Sarah's racist. Yeah, I was about racist, to
say,
so.
You're also white.
That's true.
You're a pale motherfucker.
That's right, I am. But so anyways, I know that Laura has been pretty upset and frustrated for a while. Because a huge part of her job, with her being like, quote-unquote, the lead person, is like, these extra responsibilities fall on her. Stuff doesn't get done. The other caseworker that we have is honestly like pretty bad at her job. And we're looking at hiring another one, but she hasn't. Or no, we officially have hired another caseworker, but she doesn't start for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Anyways, so Laura has been very frustrated for a while. And she has, you know, confided privately that she's thinking about leaving. She's thinking about applying to a couple other positions in the area that do similar or identical work, just to kind of change it up. And she's just kind of losing her patience. She's getting that, like, I'm done attitude with this kind of thing. And I don't blame her. And so this morning, it's like, you know, who's present for this meeting? Who's on the call? Et cetera, et cetera. And they're like, is Stephanie here? And there's like silence. And Laura goes, of course she's fucking not. Like, out loud in the meeting with everyone. And there's like this look. And then she's like, oh my God, did I say that out loud? And then one of the techs who's newer that's there for the meeting, like, tries to stand up for her. Be like, no, Stephanie's like, she's been doing this. She's done that. She called in for this other thing. And then Sarah was like, no, Laura's right. Like, she doesn't do anything. Like, you're new here. You'll learn. She doesn't do anything. And then the other tech, they got into a little bit of an argument. There was no, like, screaming or yelling. And then they moved on from that to other things in the meeting. And then Josh came up. And Josh is what is he now? A nurse practitioner? But, like, we have psychiatric nurse practitioners, and he's, quote-unquote, I guess, a regular nurse practitioner, like a family nurse practitioner. He does general practice medical stuff. He's also, like, never there. You know, doesn't know, like, doesn't do stuff right all the time. Like, this is like a springboard for him to something better in his career. And so there was a patient who had a medical issue, something wrong with their foot, and he, like, examined the foot, but, like, didn't treat the issue, just, like, documented that there was an issue. Mm-hmm. And Sarah got really upset at that. And I do understand that. It's like, this is your job. Like, you know what? This patient's feet in particular are really gross because he's severely mentally ill. He doesn't shower or bathe. Like, but it is your job to help take care of him so that he doesn't get, like, a foot infection and it get worse. And you're not doing your job. And she was, like, writing, like, in notes. Like, there were some people that had called in. And so she's, like, writing notes and, like, pass them across the table. Like, just fire all of them. Fire all of them. Then she's like, these fucking lazy people. Like, just do your jobs. There was some drama. There was some sparks that flew at the meeting this morning. There was no yelling between any of our people. There was that little bit of a spat between Laura and Sarah and the tech who was taking Stephanie's side. But a little more workplace drama. I'm like, okay, all right. Here for it, I guess.
Oh, fun times.
Yeah, I had some people come through too. Thankfully, for better or for worse, the only people who talked about the eclipse being the rapture were the housing patients. So the most mentally ill of the mentally ill. So that was interesting.
I did make a joke Monday. Well, we didn't get raptured, and Missy said, no, that's in 40 days. Okay.
Was she being serious, or was she making a joke?
No, she's very religious.
Okay. I saw something about a later date in April being the new rapture date. Like, somebody posted something on Twitter and was like, really, this shit already? But yeah, and then let's see. I had a new...
there you go.
yes. And for the audio listener, Rach has just sent me a gift of people moving a goalpost. I had a client come in today. He was a brand new client. He was there for an evaluation, but like not like an outpatient, not a group home person. And he was very angry and like conspiratorial. And I kind of understand his pipeline though, because he's U.S. military. To dealing with the VA, to the system is broken. So like hardcore patriot to like hardcore like fuck the system, fuck America, like libertarianism. It's like, oh, you got so close, buddy. So close. But he was a nice man, just like as soon as he started talking about anything related to his medical history or issues, you know, it's the goddamn bureaucracy and the fucked up insurance companies. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, I have problems with those things as well. We just drew different conclusions. Because you said, tear it all down, get rid of the system. And I say, let's replace the system with something different that seems to actually work. Let's actually
fix the system.
Yeah, let's fix it, not just burn it all down and not build anything new in its place.
But since we were talking about the eclipse, did you hear about the eclipse shooting?
No. There was an eclipse shooting? I mean, I'm not surprised.
I'm going to let you guess the state.
Texas.
Weird shit happening. And you pick Texas?
An eclipse shooting?
Yes.
Any kind of shoot? Like, it's, so it's not Texas.
No, it's the other. It's the other choice.
Oh, there's a few others that could fall into the other choice, because yeah, I could say Florida. That would be my next choice.
And that's it, Florida.
Okay, all right. But also, you could say Arkansas, Alabama, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia.
But it's weird shit happening. Usually it's either Florida, a weird place in California, or Texas. Fair?
Fair, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. When it was gun stuff, I went for Texas first, but... So there was an eclipse shooting in Florida?
Yeah. A woman claiming God told her to go on shooting spree because solar eclipse shoots drivers on Florida interstate.
Oh, boy. Oh, what a strange world we live in.
Yeah, she's pretty much just ruined her life. She's 22. Entered the highway 115 miles from the Alabama border in the Texas... Oh, sorry, in the Florida panhandle. Now you got me thinking Texas. Headed west, she was driving a purple Dodge Challenger with Georgia plates. Within 5 miles, she fired into a passing car several times, spraying auto glass and grazing drivers in the arm, the department said in a statement. She then fired at a second vehicle, hitting the driver in the neck. The driver was injured and treated at the hospital. Troopers stopped the woman after she drove for about 10 miles and found her with an AR-15 rifle and a 9mm handgun, because of course. Right?
Of course. Of course. The American special.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is that Florida was even in the path of the total eclipse, you know?
Did Florida get any amount of eclipse? Like, were they close enough to really be able to see any at all?
Yeah.
Okay. We were not within the path of totality. Where I was specifically, we had like 90% coverage.
Yeah, I think I was like 92, 93.
Yeah.
But of course it was cloudy, so it was like everything got really, yeah, like dark, and it was like it was going to storm, and that was about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just another case of people needing some mental health care, not getting it, and then going on a shooting spree.
Yeah.
No, I'm not one of these that says every mass shooting is because, you know, broken mental health care of the U.S. But when some weird bitch is saying God told her to go on a shooting spree.
Weird bitch.
I've been hanging out with Matt too much.
Oh, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Goes on the interstate and starts shooting at random drivers. Because of the eclipse, because God told her so. That's mental health problems. That's a case of bitch be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, mass shootings in the United States are a multifactorial problem. I mean, the biggest... We've talked about this before, and my position on it has evolved a smidgen over the years. I mean, the biggest factor is gun control legislation is... so lacking in the United States and so lacking consistent enforcement. But the United States also has a poverty problem and a mental health care problem and, you know, a lack of social services problem. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you get all these factors and, you know, of course it increases the rate in which people feel either desperate or feel like they're justified or they're having a mental breakdown or... You know, I could keep oaring. So, it's not... I used to think, like, it was all a gun control issue. But my position has evolved over the years.
Well, the fact that we can't even get... That we can't even get common sense things like... You got red flag laws passed and enforced. Because, you know, people that are making domestic violence threats. Yeah, that means that you should lose your fucking guns.
And those work. And I mean, they work everywhere that they're put in place. California, in some areas, have red flag laws, which have had a marked decrease in shootings in California in the areas where those laws are in place. I mean, it's not to zero. It's I won't say it's impossible. Maybe in America it would be impossible to get it to zero just because we already have so many firearms out in the wild. But they had pretty drastic reductions in school shootings, mass shooting events, and just sort of major gun death as part of crime, related to crimes. One of the many podcasts I listened to talked about that. They did a Patreon bonus episode talking about gun control. But anyways, work drama, we had some of it today, and then I had a couple interesting people.
Mm-hmm. About the only thing really interesting that happened outside of work today, just this past week, supposedly in Charleston, a woman in a hospital gown stopped a bus. This happened Monday, and the driver told me about it because it was all over the radio just before I got on the bus, and he was laughing his ass off.
Yeah.
This woman waved down the bus, got in front of it. All the KRT buses have bike racks on the front. She dropped the bike rack, jumped up on the bike rack, and started dancing on it.
Okay.
Then she took off the hospital gown and started dancing buck naked in front of the bus, screaming at the bus driver to open the door.
Yeah. No, thank you. I don't care how... Like, I'm assuming that she wasn't, like, super attractive, but even if she was, mm-hmm. at that point, it's like, no, I'd rather not be stabbed. You don't look like you've got a knife, but you might be hiding one.
Well, after I got on the bus and, yeah, the driver, I get on at the end of a bus, one of their routes.
Yeah. Kind of
stumbled there for a moment. And the bus driver sometimes gets up and, you know, gets up and walks around or goes, takes a shit, you know. I'm hearing on the radio, yeah, she's right down the street now. Tell the cops, go down a couple blocks and start looking for her there. And just dispatch and a couple of the drivers going back and forth like, have you guys seen her? What's she wearing? Nothing!
A birthday suit. Speaking of naked people, though.
Uh-oh.
It's been a while since I've seen a naked person in therapy. Or, you know, anybody's bits. Because of where I used to work, both in terms of location, mm-hmm. demographics, and with patient demographics, I used to see stuff like that a little bit more. Combination of people's specific mental illnesses, again, poverty levels, types of trauma, etc., etc. Like, a whole bunch of reasons. Like, I mean, it's not like I was seeing, like, naked people every day. Like, it's not like I was seeing tits out every day at work or whatever. But, like, it happened, like, I don't know, once a month or so. And I've told a couple of... I think I've told you a few stories, told a couple mm-hmm. on the podcast over the years, like, whatever. But it's been a while. You know, different location, different demographics, different, you know, type of clientele that I see because of, like, the licensure qualifications that I have now and stuff. But I had a client of mine, and I used to see her. And then some stuff happened. She moved out of state for a little while. She's been gone for about a year. She came back. And she's getting back into therapy. And she's got a new baby. So it was a breastfeeding moment. But it's like, we're talking, we're going through, I'm updating her paperwork. And, like, you know, I'm like, she doesn't say, you know, hey, I'm about to breastfeed. Like, lots of times people will ask me, like, oh, are you okay with me breastfeeding? And, like, I get it. It's polite. Like, I don't care. But, you know, people do that. But, like, she doesn't ask me. She doesn't even tell me, like, hey, I'm about to get my tits out to breastfeed. Like, I'm typing and I look up and she's got her tits out and she hasn't got the baby up yet. So I'm like, huh. Nice tits. because it's like she's the kind of person that I have like this kind of rapport with. It's not like I'm talking to like, you know, a granny or like a stranger or something. And she just like she looks at me, and then she looks down and she goes, "Yeah, thanks." And then like she picks her baby up and like starts breastfeeding. And I'm like, okay. And then we just go back to like doing a thing. And I'm like, huh, that's the first time I've seen tits at work in a while.
At least they were decent.
Yeah. Yeah. She is a very attractive. How old is she? 20? Mid to late 20s. She's 27, 28, something like that. I could look. I can actually just log in and look because now I'm like, she's supposed to be back in next week for an appointment, I think. Oh, what do you mean database login failed? You tell me that all the time and I just hit refresh and you start working. But that was on Monday last week? Tuesday last week? Tuesday last week. How old is she? 27. So yeah. Yeah, she's attractive. So I was like, oh, hey, looky there. Neato. I think that's all the stories that I've got. I don't have any other stories from the last week or so. And then the thing I said to you about playing with my kid, that'll probably come up on a future episode once we've played through some of the series. We played for about 2.5 hours today, pretty much right after I got home from work. Like, he had asked me this morning when I was taking him to school, like, Dad, can we play Halo tonight? And I'm like, well, you got your homework and you're supposed to clean your room. So when those things are done, yeah, we can play. And I got in from work and he's like, I did my homework and my room is clean. Like, okay, good job. I need a shower. Let me shower first and then we'll get started. We haven't like talked about this. The assumption I'm guessing is that we're recording, but like just to make sure, like we've got this Franken stuff, but like, do you want to record? Are you in the mood to record? Are you
awake enough? We're here.
We're here. We're here. We're queer. Well, at least one of us is.
You're gay as a handbag full of rainbows.
That sounds lovely. I only have one game that I played this week.
Well, I'm dipping into my backlog of games to talk about. I actually need to get on Endless Space. I bounced hard off of it already once.
I've got a...
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm maybe 150 turns into a game I started on easy to just, like, refamiliarize myself with it. And I reckon I'll finish that before I start another one, but...
Well, I'm trying to figure out the game. And every time I click, and it's like, wall of text explaining every single icon. It just, my eyes kind of glazed over after the third or fourth one.
Yeah. I turned off the tutorial, and I'm like, okay, we're going to play on, I think it's the second easiest difficulty.
I just really miss a nice playable tutorial, you know?
I can't think of a 4X game, and maybe there's one out there. I can't think of Civ? A 4X game that does. Is Civ's, I haven't played a Civ tutorial ever.
I think Civ has, if not a playable tutorial, it's an intelligent, that walks you through, but doesn't just wall of text you.
Yeah.
So I got a couple options on what to talk about. I did jump on the look on the recent bandwagon. I played it a bit.
The recent bandwagon.
Voltero.
Oh, okay.
I have actually more time than I expected in it. but that might be because I have it on the Steam Deck and I've been poking at it on there. Or Splatoon 3 again with the DLC side order. I'm leaning towards Splatoon 3.
Go for it.
Especially since, Nintendo killed the online functionality on Splatoon 1 this week. I'm not sure if we really had a lot to talk about on it, so that didn't punch it up.
Yeah. Do you want to just pick a... I saw down here at the bottom how hidden Nazi symbols were the tip of the toxic iceberg. I haven't watched this week's Gymquisition, but I saw that that's like the thumbnail.
Yeah. I hadn't got a chance to see Gymquisition at all because I got home yesterday just dead.
Yeah.
And, there's a yawn. And I ended up doing like 8.5 hours today because some of the people coming out on evening shift were held up. So I got tagged out of the chicken pen and I worked the line a bit. And they also, it's even worse, Jared. Occasionally they put me on the register and make me interact with people.
Gross
people. I'm looking over my shoulder and I see Joe just sitting there, his arms crossed, looking at me, really confused about me interacting with people. Like, what the hell is going on here?
You did it, though. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I'm going to start. I'm one of those weirdos that feels like I have to accessorize my uniform. So on my ball cap, I have like 8 or 9 of my random pins I've collected. And I might have to start putting them on the front if they keep putting me on register.
I just had a flash of the... Because this isn't quite the same situation, but from Office Space, when he goes to meet her at the diner for the first time.
Yeah, I'm voluntarily doing it.
Okay. That was like what popped into my brain.
Yeah.
I
wanted to do something different, you know?
Yeah.
So what do we want to tackle?
I don't know. Do you have anything in particular that sticks out to you on the topics we've got pulled up here?
Well, that's the thing, is that there's no really strong topics outside of the one, and neither of us saw Jimquisition, so we're just kind of... we have to have our own opinions about it, right?
Yeah.
Although, racist memes and Nazi shit... neither of us are Republican, so it's pretty obvious what we're going to think.
Yeah.
Although I do support the Stop Killing Games movement.
I also support that. I hadn't heard about it until looking at this article you posted, or the link to the article, but I support it. Yeah, why not? We can also just keep it simple. We don't have to do a big one. I actually have 2 games I could talk about. I doubt I'll talk about 2. Katie plays Hearthstone. She has kind of played Hearthstone off and off, or off and on, for a long time. We used to play a little bit together. Mm-hmm. And she was like, hey, you should play Hearthstone. We should play Hearthstone for like date night. I'm like, okay. So we played Hearthstone. Boy, howdy, is Hearthstone different than the last time I played?
Well, I know last time I played it was pretty much essentially pay to win, technically. Yeah. If you didn't get really lucky on your card pulls, you're in for a very bad time unless you just shelled out for more card pulls.
Battlegrounds mode is new since the last time I played, which is actually a lot of fun and kind of removes that issue. It's like you play with up to eight players, and it's a random deck builder as you go. You get random heroes, and then...
Is this always in the game, or is it one of those modes that pop up for like 2 weeks and then goes away?
It's been in the game for a while. I don't know if it's always in the game, but it's been there for a while. It's got a whole thing built up around it for like cosmetic heroes and cosmetic battleground maps, and... I know that Katie and King play it because King doesn't have any cards, you know, no decks, no nothing. And so since Battlegrounds is like all built from random draws as you play, because like it's like you've got like the 8 players and everybody gets like every turn or every round kind of has 2 phases to it. The first phase is you buy cards from the tavern. Barkeep, and like there's random cards that he lays out, and there's some strategy to it. I don't have it fully figured out yet because I've only done like 3 rounds of this or 3 games of this. But it's like
you might have to actually check this out.
You can upgrade the cards that he has to give you. It's like you get gold or energy or whatever, just like you did before. Every turn, it increases the amount that you get. And so you spend some, you can choose to upgrade the cards that he has, you can buy cards, and you sort of build your hand as you go. And what you build stays every round. So like the first phase of the round is like you do this, you buy from him, and you build your hand, you build your board. And then the second phase, it automatically battles against another player, and there's like a rotation, and you can see who it is that you're battling against, like each round. And you can get like, you can't see their board until they actually fight you, but you can like hover over their icon, and it can give you like, it gives you some basic stats about what they've got. And this goes until there's only one player left. So there's a couple strategies I've picked out, but, and I would imagine they rotate the cards out. Cause right now what I've played was there's like, beasts, dragons, and pirates. And you want to get some synergy going where you can to try to build up your board to be stronger. But yeah, every round the board, like stays. And so even if all your stuff gets killed, the board still stays. And so you can sell your cards to get gold back or keep upgrading them. Or so it's like you just build as you go. It's an interesting mode, but I don't fully understand all of the strategies yet. And there's things like the longer you go without upgrading the tavern cards, the cheaper it gets to do so and stuff like that. So risk, reward, strategy, all that kind of jazz.
Yeah, the last time I played Hearthstone, they had just the primary mode, wild mode, which was all the cards, not just the ones that they've shuffled out of the primary rotation, and occasionally a tavern brawl.
Yeah.
Which pretty much the only time I played was tavern brawls, and I had several in a row that was pretty much impossible if you hadn't sunk a bunch of money in the game, and I just was not interested in spending that much money on a free-to-play game.
Yeah. I'm gonna be right back. My kid just started playing a game on Steam, and he's supposed to have been asleep or been in bed over an hour ago, so
I'll be right back. Uh-oh. Gabe to hold on him.
His laptop is now in my office.
Uh-oh. He was, he's in trouble.
Yep. Yep.
Kid needs to learn about offline mode.
Yep.
Here, so, kid, let me show you a trick.
Yeah. All right. I pulled up the Stop Killing Games. Anything else?
I mean, it feels like we have to at least address Deck 9, doesn't it? With this shit going on.
It feels like what?
We have to at least address the Nazis in the room.
Okay.
Which, it's so sad, because Life is Strange is such an inclusive series. But damn, right?
Yeah. Alright. Copy that. Alrighty. That's two news articles. We've got a couple of games. And it's 10:30, so...
Yeah.
I think that's probably fine.